Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Still to come in the next hour of the programme, racism in the Spanish Football League against Vinicius Junior threatens to become an international political issue. We'll get the very latest. Evelyn has been to Bull Island, Ireland, in Dublin to get to grips with some new access plans for visitors. And think you know all there is to know about U2? Well, we can almost guarantee you that Dave Fanning knows more, and Dave will be with us in the next hour too. Now though, saltier than seawater, that's how one takeaway pizza has been described after British research last week showed it contained 21.4 grams of salt, making it the saltiest pizza on the market. The analysis was carried out by a group of scientists called Action on Salt. It found that half the pizzas eaten in Britain contain all of the recommended daily allowance of salt. Now, I'm joined in studio by a dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, Louise Reynolds, to talk more about this. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
Salt, big watchword in processed food, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And this survey, I think, you know, it's probably quite similar here because a lot of the brands that they would have looked at are also on sale here in Ireland. And, you know, I'm not really, we're not just demonising pizza. It is all of the processed foods that we regularly eat and we maybe don't think about the salt content. Mm-hmm. In fact, 75% of the salt we get in our diet every day comes from hidden within foods. So within biscuits, breads, pizzas, you know, cured meats, things like that, which we don't always necessarily think of as being salty. So it's definitely worth, you know, having a think about it because we know we need to limit the salt in our diet, and that's to reduce our risk of having a high blood pressure, which in turn is a risk for heart disease. So it's definitely a good message to kind of focus on, I think. And I know that anybody who's listening at home who maybe has a baby and they're weaning foods, they're really aware of do not add salt. That's a kind of a really key message when you're weaning a baby. You never add salt to a baby's food. And you know, we know that's because the baby's kidneys are so small and immature and can't cope with too much salt in the food. And then as children get older, the amount of salt that's kind of recommended goes up a little bit, you know, almost with each year. And then the guideline for adults is 6 grams, no more than 6 grams of salt a day. And that's about equivalent to a teaspoon of table salt. But of course, it's hidden in so many foods. It's very difficult to calculate.
To keep an eye on it.
That's six grams. So think about just aware of it.
Think about the pizza that we mentioned at the beginning.
Yes.
21.4 grams of salt, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I would imagine that pizza probably had a lot of maybe pepperoni, salami, cured meats on top as well. Then there is salt in the dough. So there would be salt in pizza dough. And then, of course, whatever type of tomato sauce, and then cheese contains salt as well. So there are lots of different toppings there. So, you know, you could say, let's make our own pizza at home. Now, not everybody is making their own dough or has their own pizza oven. That's, you know, a really extreme. You can control every different element. However, you can buy pizza bases. And I actually had a look at those, and a full pizza base that you buy would have 2 grams of salt in it. And the recommendation would be that you would eat half that pizza. You would share it with somebody.
Yeah.
So that's 1 gram of salt in the base. And then if you just put on a kind of tomato, like a passata on top, again, have a look. Most of them, you know, will have very low levels of salt. Some of them won't have any salt at all added, depending. So you can have a little look at that. Then if you just put vegetables on top of that, that would be a very, very low salt pizza. And then your cheese, and go for a lower. You can now buy lower salt cheeses as well. If you think of something like feta cheese, you know how salty?
Yes.
Like it's a lovely taste.
Yeah.
But it's really, really salty. So there'll be different types. And again, if you look at the labels, so you need to become a little bit savvy about labels if you want to keep an eye on the amount of salt.
Is that why you brought me a label here this morning?
I did.
I know
we're not on the television, so it's not really great to have labels here. But Claire
and
I have
cameras.
A label.
People can see if they're watching on the app.
So on the back of every food label, any processed food, there will be a label on the back. Now, you'll definitely have to put your glasses on if you need glasses because it's very small print usually, and it will contain the amount of calories and fat and protein and so on. But there will be salt mentioned there on a lot of processed foods now. And you can see on this particular pizza now, I think I have two different ones here. And these are pizzas that I had at home that my children had the other evening. They had pizza. I wasn't cooking dinner. They had pizza, garlic bread, and I just did a big bowl of salad with it. So this was divided between a few of them. So when you add it all up and then you divide about how many people are eating it, so it kind of reduces down, you know, if you're sharing a pizza. But
should we look though at the per half a pizza? Is that
yes,
a good
because
guide?
Because per 100 grams doesn't really mean a lot to people, because then you have to see what's the weight of the full pizza and divide it by the number of people. But if you just, here it says per half a pizza. So they're recommending for this pizza, which is a kind of a standard size you'd see in the supermarket, it says on the front serves two people. So for half a pizza here is 2.6 grams of salt.
Mine's 2.1. I'm doing 2.1. A little bit better.
Yeah, okay. So I did this one. I'm not sure what else was on your one there. This one has a basil chicken pizza. So
mine
again,
was chicken. Yeah.
Chicken as well. Yeah,
so that's, is that not bad then? 2.1
well,
or?
It's definitely a lot lower than the one that topped the kind of labels in the study that they carried out last week. So it's certainly a lot less. But again, that's just one piece of the meal in one part of the day. In fact, these pizzas could often be a snack. You know, teenagers might just have this even be after school before they're having dinner. So you have to add up in the whole day. So 6 grams in the day is actually not that much. And then we know that in Ireland, we're eating more closer to 10 grams a day. So the ways in which we can reduce it. So if we forget about the pizzas for a moment, but that is certainly a highlight, is the processed food. You need to choose wisely. And remember, these foods should not be everyday foods. If you're cooking yourself at home, you've much more control over the amount of sodium or salt. Now, the problem with salt is the sodium in it. So salt is sodium chloride. That's actually what the chemical structure is. So the sodium in it and the chloride, it's the sodium that causes the problem. So if you think of things like bread soda, it's sodium bicarbonate. So there's also sodium in there. It's the sodium that causes the problem. Even one of your researchers was saying to me on the way in about fizzy waters, and they can often have sodium bicarbonate in there as well. So that's sometimes fizzy waters can even taste salty. So there are lots of places where it's creeping in. So I would suggest that you don't add salt, you know, when you're cooking your vegetables, cooking pasta. Keep the salt cellar away. Also, don't put the salt cellar on the table, because you tend to put the salt on before you've even tasted your meal.
Yeah, it, you know, I love a bit of salt.
I know.
I love a bit of salt.
Yeah, and it is a taste that we can change our taste buds. In fact, taste buds can,
I hear what you're saying when it comes to weaning, and we all did that, salt, and then it creeps in, and it creeps in. But there's a reason why the processed food manufacturers are putting a lot of salt in.
Yeah.
Tastes good, doesn't it? It doesn't even taste salty, but it's obviously doing something in our taste buds.
Because we do have, that's it, we have the kind of taste, the sweet and sour and salty. They're all tastes that our taste buds kind of come alive when they get those salty flavours. But the reason that we need to keep an eye on sodium is sodium in our diet does kind of bring more water into our bloodstream. So that increases your blood pressure. So if you can imagine a garden hose with lots of water flowing through it, and you know, the pressure can kind of build up, and that's putting pressure on your heart. If you have, you know, often people would have swollen ankles or would feel fluid retention. That's all excess fluid. That sodium can cause that. Not always, but it can be the cause of that. Mm-hmm. So that's why we do need to keep an eye on the amount of salt in our diet. It's one of the things that we know is linked with heart disease and stroke. So you do need to keep an eye on it.
So when you're cooking now, do you taste whatever you're making, go, oh, it needs a bit of salt, and then not put it in?
No, I don't really add salt in cooking that much.
Don't you?
Not really. But then maybe you'd come for dinner in my house. You might say, can I have the salt cellar, please? Yeah. But again, certainly when my children were growing up, I stopped adding it in pasta, because I always put lots in pasta. And at first I found that pasta really bland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I really missed the salt. But you kind of get over it. And then you're adding sauces, and then you could have a salad with it. And, you know, it's the combination of flavours. Probably you're putting a bit of grated Parmesan cheese on top, which is going to have salt in it anyway. So it's just those kind of things. Again, putting it on baked potatoes, you know, I used to put lots of salt on. But then, you know, when the kids came along, a little bit less. And again, you can add it to taste, but it is something that, get away from the habit of just putting it into every vegetable when you're cooking.
And be aware of it.
And
once you're aware of something, then you start to reduce.
If you're putting a bit of butter on vegetables, there's going to be salt in that as well. If so you can add it afterwards.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It is everywhere. And it's just something to be aware of, you know, and the fact that we can control the salt cellar. There are 75% of foods that it's naturally occurring in. Things as well, like if you see, in fact, there were beans I was making chili, and I had kidney beans, and they were tinned in brine because I hadn't bought them. Somebody else had done the shopping. So again, that's just salty water, whereas I'd normally buy them tinned in water.
Mm-hmm. But you can rinse them.
But again, a lot of the salt would have gone into the beans, because they're tinned, so it's kind of absorbing. So sodium kind of affects the way water moves.
And tell me, you can get some low sodium salts on, yes, on the market. Are you a fan of those? Or? Yeah,
well, they can certainly be useful. And what they would do is they've replaced some of the sodium chloride with potassium chloride. So it has, there will be less sodium in those salts. Mm-hmm. Very often there's about 40% less. But something like the pink salts, the Himalayan salts, or
fancy ones,
the fancy ones that you might pay €6 for or something, they don't have any less sodium. So there's no benefit. So that's just kind of a fancy,
they're not healthier. Don't not fool healthier. Yourself.
No, save your money
just
on those ones.
More
definitely.
Expensive. Yes. Louise, thank you very much. We'll get the salt cellar off the table and stop eating the pizzas. Thanks, Louise.
I'm a killjoy. Sorry.
Always. Don't expect anything else. Let's take a break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
With Toyota's incredible hybrid electric range, you don't have to change the way you drive to make a difference. Drive in electric mode 50% of the time on average with no plugging in. Discover the range at your dealer today, including the Toyota CHR and Yaris Hybrid, and see where Ireland's best-selling car brand will take you. Available now for July delivery. For flexible payment options, see toyota.ie. Toyota, built for a better world. Terms and conditions apply. Best-selling claim based on latest published monthly figures.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated €65 million. Play responsibly, in-store, in-app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Someone's been in touch to say, tell all that to the professional cooks. They chuck loads of salt into everything they cook on TV. They do, and then the butter. And we found out today that there's plenty of salt in there as well. Now let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.